Sleepless with You by Reformed Sundari. Read by Daisy Divergence. Fandom, Teen Wolf. Relationships, Derek/Styles. Rating is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Summary. The nightmares are unavoidable, but that doesn't mean they have to linger. Styles wakes up, not with a lurch and gasp, but with a snap of his eyes opening and a heavy weight across the entirety of his chest, like he's bound to the bed by blood and dirt-stained gauze. Like he's still wrapped up, trapped in skin that doesn't feel like his own. His heart is thudding in his ears so hard that it's all he can hear, even over the harsh way his lungs fight for air. Still, Styles doesn't move. He can't. Fear is holding him fast to the mattress, and he needs the minute it takes for his brain to catch up with the fact that he is awake. Really, truly awake, and not trapped in the Nogitsune's endless waking. Before he can brace his palms beneath him and lift into an upright position. Sucking down air as steadily as he can, Styles brings both hands in front of his face, shivering even with the body-warm duvet pooled in his lap. 8 fingers. 2 thumbs. He touches each tip to the other, pinching until there's a light sting just to make sure. Next, his gaze goes to the bedside clock. 1:47. He looks away, then back. It reads the same. The final test sees Styles reaching for his phone, face down where he left it. He doesn't activate the lock screen, choosing to focus on the reflection staring back at him instead. It's a little murky from the low light of the bedroom, but undoubtedly, his face, haggard and sleep-lacking, but his. Styles lets the phone drop with a heavy sigh, and runs his fingers through his hair, tugging a little, just for the grounding sensation of it. He's unsurprised that there's a slight tremble in them, the rest of his post-nightmare adrenaline slipping away. A moment later, a soft rapping of knuckles comes from the doorway, and Styles, despite knowing who it is, even expecting them, can't help but jump and swing his head around to see who's there. It's Derek, but it was always going to be him. The space next to where Styles had been sleeping is empty. No dent on the pillow and no overheated patch of sheets he can burrow into. Derek is leaning as casually as he can, arms loosely folding over his chest, even though his shoulders are tense. He's dressed in soft sweatpants and a shirt that Styles is pretty sure is his, watching Styles, eyes echoing the same concern his body telegraphs in neon flashing lights. You gonna stand there and glare at me, back to sleep, or come help out? Styles winces at the sound of his voice, rough to his own ears. But he doesn't back down, even smiling some of the apprehension in Derek lessens with a roll of his hazel eyes. The other man slips fully into the bedroom and climbs into bed next to Styles. allowing Derek to pull him into his chest and lower the both of them to the bed is routine, simple. And Stiles, once enveloped in the unnatural warmth that the werewolf provides, is able to relax. He's still unwilling to close his eyes, though. That will just have to happen once the time of night makes sleep an inevitability. They don't speak as they settle, Derek dragging the duvet over them, even though Stiles will try to wiggle out from beneath it later, since the weather, even just a little past midnight, is heating up again. It's a familiar song and dance, and like the number calls for, Stiles speaks first, willing the atmosphere to lighten. You didn't make it to bed? He'd turned down for the night before Derek, a long day in the office sending him dead on his feet by the time dinner was finished. They'd shared a shower and parted ways, Stiles in an attempt to get more than 4 consecutive hours, and Derek to the study to read or work on a project. Couldn't sleep. Derek mumbles against Stiles' hair, where he's gently rubbing his nose along the slope of his temple and behind Stiles' ear. Stiles hums, already having anticipated the answer, his body going lax beneath Derek's ministrations. They have the opposite problem like that. Derek can't fall asleep most nights, and Stiles can't stay asleep. Stiles won't say it works for them, but despite the circumstances, there's something nice about being able to curl around another amid the struggle. There's a press of a kiss to Stiles' cheek, then beneath his chin, and finally on the curve of his shoulder, where his sleep shirt has stretched and been pulled to the side. Each one is met with a sigh of comfort, ease pressed into his muscles. If Stiles weren't still actively shoving back the sense memory of his nightmare and the exhaustion clinging to his edges, he'd be tempted to see if they could achieve sleep the fun way. Instead, he leans even more of himself and his weight into Derek, and tucks his face into the crook of the other man's throat. Do you want to talk about it? Derek asks, voice a soft, hesitant whisper, and Stiles shakes his head. Sometimes it's better to get it all out. The anxiety that the nightmares dredge up, but tonight, he can't find the words and doesn't want to dispel the encroaching levels of relief starting to wrap around him. In the morning, if he hasn't entirely forgotten or been sidetracked by work or one of the betas, he might let Derek coax it out of him. But for now, he's awake, safe, himself. And that's enough. Author's notes, kudos and comments are always welcome. Reader's notes, this was recorded for Voice Team 2025. Thanks for listening.